The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by BMW of Darien, Connecticut, located just off I-95 outside of Metro New York City. Stop in and test drive the ultimate driving machine. And by Design Dental, located in North Liberty, Iowa, we will give you something to smile about. Dr. Jeremy Tu and his staff providing quality general and cosmetic dentistry. Visit us online at designdentalweb.com. By Hawkins Roofing, Mitch Hawkins serving the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts for over 25 years, specializing in slate, chimney, and valley repairs. Call Mitch, everyone else does. 413-774-6834. And by Hudeberg Nissan, Hudeberg Subaru, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. The Haddad Auto Group, Toyota, Subaru, Hyundai, and now Nissan, located in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts, or online at HaddadAutoGroup.com. For no-hassle pricing and excellent customer service at Haddad, a trusted name in the auto industry for over 80 years. The Marty and Miller Show, Sports Talk Radio, delivering scores, highlights, and hot contentious sports stories on Marty and Miller, 1700 The Champ, 1490 The Jock, and TV simulcast on Mediacom 22 and 822 High Definition. Marty and Miller, breathing new life into Iowa Sports Talk Radio. And by Sarrett Ford, serving the Springfield, Massachusetts area. If you're buying a Ford, make it Sarrett Ford. Visit SarrettFord.com for quality cars, trucks, and SUVs. Family owned and operated since 1929. And by Main Care Energy, serving the Albany, New York area for all your energy needs for your home or business. For quality service and installation for heating, cooling, and more, visit MainCareEnergy.com. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete online marketing for your business, SEO, video SEO, content and social media marketing, and more. And state-of-the-art, fully optimized websites, complete with updates, all delivered through the power of video. Call 888-996-9697. And we do welcome you to the program on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. This is The Sport of Winning, where we take a look each weekday at how to successfully compete in the sport of winning for your business. Our goal is quite simple: provide a comprehensive look and analysis of any challenges, solutions, ideas, proven methodologies to help you either start a new business, grow your existing business, or help you through any challenges that you may be going through with your business. From your website to profits, we want to help you by providing effective, affordable, and unique ideas to stack your business playbook. And we want to help you, learn from our experiences. We've, taken a look at a lot of different types of programs, websites, publications, books, and we've kind of compiled all that information, and we've created our own unique business that we use that information to then promote your business. Today, we're going to be outlining a long-term strategy for website traffic, for building your website traffic. If you have any comments or questions, you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Again, Video Broadcast Services is a very unique business. We've compiled all the challenges that most businesses go through when it comes to your online marketing and even some of the other challenges that you may be going through. We've got a couple of different techniques that we apply to really help your business and allow you to become more productive, more successful, and, really kind of power through some of the challenges that you may be having. We include in our entire marketing package SEO, video SEO, content, social media, and much, much more. And we kind of package that into a powerful video marketing campaign, and we have tangible results to prove that what we do works. If you have any comments or questions or you'd like a complimentary analysis of our services for your business, you can reach us at 888-996-9697. Let's bring on my co-host, Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia, glad to be here. And really, you know, in that intro, you hit the nail on the head, talking about how we, you know, we compile all of this information through publications, online publications, new trends that are coming out, new reports that have been put out in the marketplace with all of this information. And, you know, our listening audience, a lot of the business owners don't have the time or don't know where to find the information that we share. And so we compile this information. It's up to date, and then we, you know, freely share it on our, you know, on our radio show here, and you know, in the hopes that someone can take this information and really apply it and turn their business around. And that's especially true with today's topic on how to, you know, have a long-term strategy for your website. Because I think a lot of business owners, they understand that they need a website, they get a website up there, but they don't have a long-term strategy. Everything is short-term, and so really today's show is about, you know, getting that vision for your website for the long run, and how to make that make your website traffic consistent and qualified.
Right. Well, unlike the movie The Field of Dreams, you know, you don't build it and they come. And unfortunately, that's the biggest misconception I think that most business owners have. I don't think that there's I think there's a couple of different things going on with a business owner or a marketing team in general. It's assumed that when a website is built, that it comes with built-in traffic. And when you really think about it, it's like buying a car and not putting gas in it and expecting it to go. It doesn't work that way. And unfortunately, we run into that a lot. I think after a period of time, people start to understand that a brand new website doesn't necessarily constitute traffic. It does not translate into traffic, and a lot of people are under the guise and the premise that it does. So we're going to tackle that. We're also going to talk about, websites that are being built and what you need to look for within your website. And if you have a current website, you'll be able to kind of take a look at it with some of the tips that Kyle's going to give you and identify whether or not your website has the necessary tools to even create the appropriate traffic. And that's one of the things that we do incorporate into our marketing services. We do provide state-of-the-art websites to tackle that ongoing issue that most people have, which is creating the traffic that they're looking for. So, Kyle, what are some of the things that people need to look at? And I'm just going to knock off a couple of them. If you have not built a brand new website within a year, you might want to think about doing so, and Kyle's going to explain in a few minutes why. And also, Kyle, can you talk about some of the different things that are going to negatively affect your website if it's outdated?
Yeah, so obviously what you said is if you haven't updated your website within the past year, you definitely need to. And the reason being is there's a lot of new technologies and platforms and and the needs and wants that your consumers have that you need to update. And if you haven't done that, it's really hurting your bottom line in your business. But secondly, on the platform that you do have, when it is updated, Google has come out and they've come out with some updates. And one of those most recent updates is stating that your website needs to be mobile optimized, meaning that it needs to be able to function on all mobile devices. And if it's not, then you're also being penalized for that. So that's, in terms of traffic, that's a really that's something that will really hurt your rankings and your website traffic if it's not mobile optimized. And then there's also other things that you need to do within your website, which is having a sitemap, an XML sitemap, and submitting that to Google Webmaster Tools and Bing Webmaster Tools. And what that does is that allows Google to go in and properly index and crawl your website for those increased rankings, and so that it understands the structure of your website and how to effectively rank your website.
Right. So there's and I think that some people have really, or business owners really are not looking. Like everybody understands that they need a strong online presence and they need a nice looking website. Yet I'm stunned at what we run into on a daily basis when we look at some of our clients and our potential clients' websites and how outdated they are, how they're lacking optimization, they're lacking content, they're lacking video. Their social media presence in some instances hasn't been updated in 6 months. We go to their Yelp pages and they've got negative reviews and they have not addressed those as well. And all of this really is really the tentacles of the perfect storm in terms of being able to get those feeder bands out there onto the search engines and grab that appropriate and intended traffic that really is intended for your website. And it's extremely important. And I don't know. I don't know if it's just that the information age and the internet kind of struck people midstream in their careers and them running their business. You know, if you were in your 30s and 40s when the internet kind of started to take hold, I think, unfortunately, you can be at a disadvantage for not really understanding it, which makes it even more important for you to hire people that do. But I will say, with one disclosure here, that I get it. I know a lot of you have really been taken to the cleaners financially with what you perceive to be, you know, products and services that you're going to buy that are really going to be able to help you. And the reality of it is, it's, you know, you ended up with nothing or, you know, no tangible results to speak of, so to speak. So I kind of get that and I understand that. But at the same time, you really can't be without it either. And, you know, you really have got to find a reputable company that you trust and deliver. And you've got to know a time frame that you've got to be able to put on it. And, you know, if a company is going to try to tie you to a 12-month to an 18-month contract to deliver traffic over to your website, move on. To me, that says it right there. And I definitely would shy away from that because I don't believe in that at all. Kyle, what else does the business owner really need to digest and understand in terms of being able to not only create?
I think it's important too that you brought up a really good point where if they're tying you to a long term contract to move on, and we just dealt with this with a client of ours that we built a website for, where we built them a new website and we're using their content on their website, and then the previous company that had built their website said, "Hey, that's our information. You can't use it." And you know, this client was a dentist of ours, and I said, "That's whatever. That's not the way we operate. We'll go ahead and draft new optimized content that would be even better for your website." But I told him, I said, "You know, it's a lot like me hiring you to, you know, give me a new smile and put new teeth in my mouth, and then you telling me later that you still own the teeth." And so it really, I mean, listen to the conversations you're having with these people that are building your websites, because if they still own or act like they own the content on your website or the design that you just paid for, you're seriously need to move in another direction and not hire that company.
Yeah, I, you know, Kyle, I'm certainly not here to take down other companies, but, you know, we've run into some stuff that I'm just blown away by what people are really, you know, just the low expectations, I think, that they're delivering or that they're putting on their clients. They're just really a watered down. A lot of the stuff that they're using is just templates. They're not really designing anything, and then they're claiming ownership to it. And there's just so much that goes into the design of a website, the content of a website, the sitemap, the indexing, you know, the social media. You know, there's just so much that goes into it. But having an outdated website, to me, is probably one of the biggest offenses you can make in terms of, you know, trying to get your website and your business moving. That should be moved to the top of the list and fast, and yet we're finding that it's being overlooked time and time again. A little shocking. So, Kyle, let's talk about what we do and how we go about creating traffic over to a business's website.
Well, we use video as our hub of choice, if you will, is a vehicle of choice. And the reason we do that is because Google has mandated that they're looking for content that engages, incentivizes, and entices its viewers to take an action, which would be to pick up the phone and call or to click through to a website. And no other form of media has proven to be more effective than video in doing that. And so, and they've come out and said that, you know, this is their medium of choice is video. And so we use that, you know, we use that to our advantage, and then we create content behind that video, optimized content behind that video. We take that optimized content, we broadcast that content throughout the search engines, and we saturate the search engines. We saturate the search engines with that content, and then we drive that direct traffic back to our clients' websites, and it's extremely effective in, you know, building a long term strategy for our clients and ranking them and their websites, you know, organically and very effectively. And this is we have several clients that are seeing huge results in terms of having no traffic to experiencing, you know, gobs of traffic and a lot of new clientele, and that's our main goal, is to make sure that we're driving that qualified traffic to our clients' websites, that it's a long-term strategy, and that we're increasing their sales.
Right, and can you also talk about what we do also as a long-term strategy and why there has so much weight to what we do?
Yeah, so the long-term strategy is we're building out content organically for our clients, and and the reason being is, you know, if you look at pay-per-click or print or TV or radio ads, they have this light switch effect, meaning that you're paying for the ads, and you might see an increase in traffic, but it's a light switch effect, meaning you've got to keep paying for them to see the results. The minute you stop paying for them, they go away. And so we take an organic approach, meaning that what the organic approach is that we are, we are building out a long-term strategy. We are ranking your website and your content organically, meaning that even if you stop paying for it, those ads and everything that we've created continue to drive traffic and leads over to your website.
And that's what I think is so critical, that unfortunately, you know, SEO alone, Kyle, I mean, we're finding out that, you know, some of our clients were paying $600, $800 a month. Some of them were also piggybacking AdWords onto that for another $200, $400 a month. And there is a much better strategy out there. People are simply unaware that YouTube is the second largest search engine next to Google. And a lot of emphasis is being placed on Google, and YouTube is being completely ignored, which I find funny, which is what seeded this idea in my brain back in 2005. I could not understand why websites with the introduction of TV decades ago was being completely overlooked as it related to the internet. And if you're not using video, if you're not understanding video, if you're not utilizing YouTube, if you're not utilizing the content that you can capture with a video and kind of piggyback that into your marketing strategy, you are missing out on a huge opportunity for your business. And, you know, one thing we do want to, you know, make sure that we impress upon the listening audience today is that we're not talking about, you know, hiring a videographer to come to your business and, you know, have you spend $10,000 on a video that you then upload to YouTube, or you place it onto your website, and, you know, in 4 months, the content or the topic of your video, you know, it kind of is just like one facet of your business, and then you deem that video marketing. We're not talking about that. Having a videographer come out to your business to create a video about your business, whether, you know, perhaps you're an attorney and your primary focus of practice is on bankruptcy and you want to do an introduction, kind of a meet and greet video, we encourage that. However, there's more than one way to skin a cat, and that is very appropriate to have that type of video on your website. But think about this for just a second. That video still has the same problem as your website. That doesn't create the traffic. That entertains the traffic once your traffic gets there. What we provide is something completely different. The video is 10 to 15% of what we actually provide for our clients. The video is the mere vehicle that we use to load up your potential new customer, client, or patient into our vehicle. The video is our vehicle. Video equals vehicle. And we use that vehicle with the content to drive that traffic, to grab those potential customers off the internet and then deliver them over to your website. So they really have two completely different meanings or tasks, if you will. And while we deem those, you know, definitely worthwhile to put onto your website, they're really an after effect of the traffic already being there. That's a way of what we call using video to convert your website. What we provide is traffic videos, you know, qualified traffic over to your website videos, where the videos you place on your website are conversion videos. So there's a very, very big and fundamental difference. And we want to make sure that our listening audience understands that. The good news for you is we also take those videos and we're able to accomplish your SEO. We're able to accomplish your video SEO. We're able to tap into the power of YouTube marketing. We can also create conversion videos for you as well and place those onto your website for you. That's also something that we do. And we also take care of your online reputation. We go in and answer your reviews on your Yelp and all the other places where people can write stuff about your business, good and bad. Both need to be addressed. And we also take care of your social media. We'll go in and post onto your Twitter and your Facebook and whatnot. And so we kind of pull that all into one big marketing package and deliver that traffic over to your website. Kyle, did I miss anything?
No, that's we covered everything. And if you want us to give your business a free, you know, no obligation critique, if you will, feel free to give us a call at 888-996-9697.
Absolutely. And again, we want to, you know, ensure that you take from this program today that a website built is not a website marketed, and there are economical ways to drive that traffic. There are ways to get a leg up on your competition on the search engines. There is a way to autopilot your social media. There is a way to tap into the power of YouTube marketing. There is a way to accomplish your SEO goals. There is a way to accomplish your video SEO goals, all incorporated into our packages. There's also included, if we build your website, you get website updates free. If all of a sudden you decide that you want to add a new attorney to your practice that's going to specialize in estate planning and you don't have that in there, not a problem. We add that free of charge for you. So there are multiple things, multiple appendages of our services that we can then utilize to ensure that everything we provide for you is fresh, relevant, up-to-date, and intended for your new patient, new client, or new customers. So again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. We got to run. My name is Marsha Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus, and we hope that you found this information useful. If you would like a complimentary analysis of your website and your online marketing and your offline marketing, we're happy to take a look at that. Give us a call at 888-996-9697. If you have a product or service that would benefit our listening audience, please email us at videobroadcastservices.com. We'll take a look at your product or service and give it our own stamp of approval and either have you on our program or we will put your website, book, publication, whatever, or product onto our program for you. Our goal every day is to provide you with the most up-to-date, comprehensive business information available to ensure that you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. Until next time, I'm Marsha Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. Make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by BMW of Darien, Connecticut, located just off I-95 outside of Metro New York City. Stop in and test drive the ultimate driving machine. And by Design Dental, located in North Liberty, Iowa, we will give you something to smile about. Dr. Jeremy Tu and his staff providing quality general and cosmetic dentistry. Visit us online at designdentalweb.com. By Hawkins Roofing, Mitch Hawkins serving the Pioneer Valley in Western Massachusetts for over 25 years, specializing in slate, chimney, and valley repairs. Call Mitch, everyone else does. 413-774-6834. And by Hudeberg Nissan, Hudeberg Subaru, located at I-240 in Shields in Oklahoma City. The Haddad Auto Group, Toyota, Subaru, Hyundai, and now Nissan, located in the beautiful Berkshires of Massachusetts, or online at HaddadAutoGroup.com. For no-hassle pricing and excellent customer service at Haddad, a trusted name in the auto industry for over 80 years. The Marty and Miller Show, Sports Talk Radio, delivering scores, highlights, and hot contentious sports stories on Marty and Miller, 1700 The Champ, 1490 The Jock, and TV simulcast on Mediacom 22 and 822 High Definition. Marty and Miller, breathing new life into Iowa Sports Talk Radio. And by Sarat Ford, serving the Springfield, Massachusetts area. If you're buying a Ford, make it Sarat Ford. Visit SaratFord.com for quality cars, trucks, and SUVs. Family owned and operated since 1929. And by MainCare Energy, serving the Albany, New York area for all your energy needs for your home or business. For quality service and installation for heating, cooling, and more, visit MainCareEnergy.com. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete online marketing for your business, SEO, video SEO, content and social media marketing, and more. And state-of-the-art, fully optimized websites, complete with updates, all delivered through the power of video. Call 888-996-9697.